There are so many events that are coming to Ebrington. We want to see more events, and we've been at the forefront of calling for that. There are also a large number of cafes, bars, restaurants and small businesses who have opened in Ebrington, and we think that having a cash machine there just makes it more accessible to all, particularly when there are events on. There are a lot of times when those events have street vendors, when those events have food trucks, for instance, and their preference, and sometimes they only take cash, due to a lack of other facilities. So we want to ensure that all businesses have opportunities to engage with the public, the public can spend their money easily in these events and support the events that come to our city.
And whenever it comes to cash, I often think that the two groups that are usually excluded whenever there is no card facilities would be the older generation who prefer to use cash, but then also younger people who maybe would be going off of pocket money and things like that. So it's important that everybody has the chance to experiencing what the square has to offer.
You're absolutely right. And this call, I suppose, has largely come because we've been contacted by a number of elderly people who really don't like to use the contactless facilities that are there. They prefer to use cash. So do a number of other people. And I suppose for us, this is a point of access for everybody. We want Ebrington Square to be open to everybody, to be accessible to everybody. And this is a key piece in making this happen. It's really welcome that we've seen so many new businesses, new additions, new events in the square. We want to see that continue and to grow. And to do that, we need to have the right infrastructure in place to enable it to be accessible to everybody.
And in terms as well, you said that there's small food vendors. It's maybe a one or two person company. And whenever it is the likes of people buying maybe only one or two items, bank charges can really eat into the profits and make it difficult for those businesses to stay afloat.
That's it. It's supporting our local businesses. It's giving people as many options as possible. I know that there have been a range of events in the square in the last while. We want to see a lot more, as I said, and we want to just ensure that for everybody here, there's a support in place. We want to make sure that our businesses are able to be supported and that we can do all that we can. So I think this is a very straightforward piece. I wanted to see it advanced as quickly as possible. And this is, as I said, about access. This is about making our square open and accessible to everybody.